Let's turn to look at the role of the practice assessor. Now, the practice assessor replaces the previous mentor. They are responsible for conducting the assessments with feedback from the practice supervisors, for making and recording objective evidence-based assessments in the practice assessment documents. And to do this, they need to maintain current knowledge and expertise, working in partnership with the nominated academic assessor. The practice assessor is responsible for ensuring sufficient opportunities to observe the student in the setting. Now, this replaces the previous 40% required where a student had to work alongside their mentor. There is no such requirement now. However, practice assessors do need to make sure there is sufficient opportunity to work with and observe their student in the setting. They're responsible for gathering and coordinating feedback on student performance and therefore need to work closely with practice supervisors to get this feedback, to help them to have an understanding of the student's learning and achievements. They will need to collaborate with academic assessors at scheduled relevant points in the programme. A practice assessor may not be the practice supervisor or the academic assessor for the same student, and they are responsible for supporting the learning in line with the NMC standards. So let's look at the NMC guidance. According to the NMC standards for student supervision and assessment, the role of the practice assessor includes 7.1. Practice assessors conduct assessments to confirm student achievement of proficiencies and program outcomes for practice learning. 7.2. Assessment decisions by practice assessors are informed by feedback sought and received from practice supervisors. 7.3. Practice assessors make and record objective, evidence-based assessments on conduct, proficiency and achievement, drawing on student records, direct observations, student self-reflection and other resources. 7.4. Practice assessors maintain current knowledge and expertise relevant for the proficiencies and program outcomes they are assessing. 7.5. A nominated practice assessor works in partnership with the nominated academic assessor to evaluate and recommend the student for progression for each part of the programme, in line with programme standards and local and national policies. 7.6. There are sufficient opportunities for the practice assessor to periodically observe the student across environments in order to inform decisions for assessment and progression. 7.7. There are sufficient opportunities for the practice assessor to gather and coordinate feedback from practice supervisors, any other practice assessors, and relevant people in order to be assured about their decisions for assessment and progression. 7.8. Practice assessors have an understanding of the student's learning and achievement in theory. 7.9. Communication and collaboration between practice and academic assessors is scheduled for relevant points in program structure and student progression. 7.10. Practice assessors are not simultaneously the same person. 7.11. Practice assessors for students on NMC approved prescribing programs support learning in line with the NMC standards for prescribing programs. So to recap, we've looked at the roles of the practice supervisor and the practice assessor. Now let's look at the logistics of who is responsible for what during a student placement. The practice supervisor is responsible for completing the initial interview per placement. They are responsible for sitting down with the student on a one-to-one, looking at their current experience, learning needs and knowledge, and setting SMART objectives for the placement. The practice supervisor is also responsible for the midpoint professional values and for providing feedback to the practice supervisor. They are responsible for contributing to the assessment of proficiencies based on the scope of practice and for signing off service user feedback. They will also complete and sign off the interprofessional working page. This means that the practice assessor is responsible for signing off the interviews, so the initial interview, which will have already been conducted by the practice supervisor. They should also be responsible for completing and signing off the midpoint and final interview per placement. The practice assessor is equally responsible for the final professional values per placement and for the episode or episodes of care and medicine management. At the end of each placement, they are responsible for completing the OAR and at the programme progression. Now we have looked at the roles of the practice supervisor and the practice assessor. Both of these are in the placement setting. The next podcast will look at the role of the academic assessor.